God bless you this morning. We're coming to you from First Assembly here. We want to read out of the book of Joshua, chapter 1, and we'll begin with verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of a good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I'd like to entitle the message this morning, Be Not Afraid. And we are all fearful of the unknown, and fearful when we don't know what to expect. Fearful of what might happen, what could happen. And when that comes along, imagination seems to kick in to our nature. And imagination is naturally runs wild and rarely is true. And imagination rarely, if ever, helps any person's faith. And worry is much the same. Most things that we worry about never happen. And so, just an example of this, my dad talked to a man years ago, it was back in the 80s, and he had come through the Depression during the 1930s. And he was just sure the stock market was going to drop and everything was going to have another Great Depression. And that was in the 80s, so he had never overcome fear of that would happen in his lifetime. And so fear does happen. But God says numerous times throughout Scripture, be not afraid, or do not be afraid. And Israel here had never been this way before. They were on the brink of just crossing over Jordan, going into the Promised Land. And they had been 40 years of wandering in the wilderness because of their unbelief and their unwillingness to go in 40 years earlier when Joshua and Caleb and the spies went in. But this generation had never really faced Canaanites before. They had not faced the Canaanite armies. They had somewhat reason to be fearful if they didn't trust God, but somewhere faith had to overtake fear. They had to believe God would lead them to their promised inheritance in Canaan's land. And if we come down to present time today, the coronavirus, we can be a people consumed with fear, or we can put faith in God who has never failed us. Our faith must overtake our fear. We must know that God's love is greater than any fearful thing that threatens his children. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us, 1 John 4:18, that there is no fear in love. And perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And we got to know of certainty that God loves us, God cares for us. God didn't start caring a little bit less for us just because we've got a crisis on our hands here in this nation. God still loves us perfectly, and we need to love him and trust him no matter what. And so God's message would be to be not afraid, because the God that we serve is not afraid of anything. He's able to take fear away from you and put faith there instead. So let's look at this passage of Scripture. Here, Israel was facing a new territory. Israel had never been in Canaan's land before, and they would face enemies they had never seen. They knew there would be walled cities. They knew there would be giants. They knew that there would be fortified, strong places there, and they knew that they would face well-armed armies, and they would face people who had military capabilities that they hadn't come up against before. And so, church, we can look at this in the same way as Israel was looking at new territory. Coronavirus is an infectious disease that has, and will possibly kill many people. However, there has always been reason to panic when we don't see the end result. And so Israel here, they could have panicked in fear, but they had made the choice, this generation had made the choice to go on across the Jordan River, to go into Canaan's land, and to believe instead of fear and doubt. They believed that God could give them the land and believe that God could conquer their enemies who were bigger and taller and more powerful than they were. They would have to become a people of faith and trust God. And so God tells them here, do not be afraid. And I believe that's what God would say to his church, to his people today. There is always reason to panic if we want to, but God has told us to put our full trust in him and to press on in faith, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's going to help you. He's going to walk you through this. He's going to make a way through this the difficult time in our life and in our society today. First of all, God tells them to put full trust in what he said, in his word. And he tells Joshua here, he says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein." And so we know that God is asking us to do the same about things we're not sure about. But know that God isn't asking us to do anything he isn't sure about. He is God. He is certain. He is sure about everything. And God that we serve is not in the dark about anything. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches us that God knows or sees as good in the dark as he does in the light. Psalms 139 tells us there that if I say, "Surely the darkness shall fall on me, even night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you." That's a promise of God's word, that God's not taken by surprise by anything. The cure for coronavirus is as visible as the noonday sun to our God. And so, therefore, we must trust God. He not only has an answer, he is the answer, and the only answer there is ever will be. And so you and I need to just to continually let our faith be built in a continual meditation on God's word, reading scripture, speaking God's word. It keeps us in the faith. You know, the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the more that we hear the truth of scripture and hide it in our heart, the more it affects us. And our faith is being built as we hear and receive God's powerful word. And so God's word promises certain victory for Israel. His word promised them there was no enemy too big. There was not too many giants. There were not too many walled cities. There was nothing impossible with God. And his word and promises for us is victory. We will come through this. Keep the faith. This is temporary. It's not eternal. This coronavirus is temporary. It's not eternal. It's not going to last forever. It will pass. Amen. There will be a day when we look back on it, and it'll be history and not present happening. And God promises Joshua here a wonderful thing. You know, Joshua just came after Moses. And coming after Moses, that would be a hard act to follow. Everybody expects you to be as good as Moses. And Moses spoke to God face to face as a man speaks with his friend, the Bible tells us. There are few people, if any, that were ever as close to God as Moses. But God gave a promise to Joshua here. Joshua 1 said, he says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." That is a promise of God's word, not only to Joshua, but I believe it's a promise of God's word to us in the New Testament. Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." And so, church, God the Creator is with his people. You are not alone today. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever calamity may be coming your way, whether it's coronavirus or something else, or if it's death or dying or sickness or infirmity or whatever is on your mind or worrying you, you need to put your faith and your trust in God, because God's promise is to you. Let's look at this for just a moment. A few questions here. Has God ever failed to be enough? If we look back in the history of our life and the time that we've been saved, I think we can say no, God has never failed to be enough for whatever we faced. Second question, has God ever gone back on his word? Has God ever decided, "I'm not going to do what I said I would do in his word"? I think the obvious answer is no, God has never gone back on his word. Has God ever been defeated? Can you ever think of a time when somebody has taken on God and said, "God, I'm going to take you out"? The devil foolishly did that, but Satan was taken out instead. Okay, is the same God for the church as he was for Israel? Yes, he's the same God. Matter of fact, he tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is the same. He doesn't change. He doesn't need to change because he's right. Amen. I have, in verse 9 it says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I take great pleasure in that promise of God, that wherever I go, that God's going to be with me. Amen. If I'm living close to God, I'm not going to be going places that God doesn't want me to go. Amen. But I'm going to be following his will, and he's going to be with me wherever. And it may not always be an easy place that we're in, but God is always with us. Do not be afraid. God is with you wherever you go. Let's look at this. Has God ever been absent? Let me tell you something. God is always present. And he's not asleep on the job. He didn't decide to do something else today and just to kick you out of his will. God is the same. God is always with us. Has anything ever taken God by surprise? Definitely not. Has any sickness, disease, or threat on people's lives ever taken God by surprise? I've never seen in Scripture where God folded his hand and said, "What in the world are we going to do this time?" God always knows what he's going to do, and God is never absent. I want to tell you something. To know that God is present is a powerful thing. And I've walked through some valleys, you have too, and God has revealed himself and showed that he wasn't absent, that he was present, and gave you assurance that you're going to come through this. This is not going to last forever. You're going to make it. You're going to walk through this, and God is going to give you the grace and the strength that you need to endure and to persevere, and God will never turn his back on you, but he's always present. And God will walk us through this unseen calamity that we're going through. You don't need to fear. Simply believe. The creator of the universe is on your side. He says, be not afraid, only believe. Amen. The Bible tells us numerous times, with God all things are possible. And whether we believe or not is not measured by your favorite faith teachers out there somewhere. Your faith in God is between you and God. You love God, you serve God, you live for God, and we have a personal relationship with God. So he's personable to each of us. And God's word says, not only do not be afraid, but I'm going to give you good success in this. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. If you choose to follow God, to walk with God, and trust God through this, God is going to make you successful. And this doesn't have and has nothing to do with being financially successful, as some have turned the scriptures to make it that. Yet God can do that too. But I want to tell you something. God is going to make your trial that you walk through, in the end, you can say it's success, because God has walked me through that. He has kept his word. He stood true to his word. His word is right. I can trust him. I can believe him. He is on my side. I'm not going to fail. God's not going to fail me. God's going to be with me. We're going to make it, friend. I want to tell you something today, friend. Don't be afraid. Just because something is threatening that's come upon us, God's not afraid. God is not scared about what's going to happen. God knows exactly what he's doing. He knew you would be here in this place and this time, and he is your God, your Savior, your Lord, and your King. You just walk by faith. You say, Lord, I'm going to take your nail-scarred hand. I'm going to walk with you. You walked up Calvary's hill for me, and you didn't turn back, and we're not going to turn back either. We're going to trust the God who's kept us all this time, this far. And we're not going to be afraid. So many times in the scripture, the word fear is there. Be not afraid. And I've said it many times, I'll say it again. It's God's word, Revelation 1:18. Fear not, for I am he who lives and was dead. But behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and of death. God is in charge of life and death. Let's trust him. When we give our heart to Jesus, we're saying, God, you're in charge. For every breath I take from now, and you decide when I go into eternity to be with you. And so therefore, my friend, church, do not fear. God is on your side. Would you bow your heads with me? Let's pray. Father, I thank you, God, that you are a holy God, a mighty God, a powerful God, a faithful God. I'm thankful that you've never failed the least of your promises and never will. We choose to put our full faith and trust in you, dear Savior. Be Lord and King. Bless our nation, the people, Lord. Help this be a means, God, even nationally, people coming back to the Lord and turning to you, God. For you have always been the way, the truth, and the life. And we trust and put our full faith in you today, dear God. We commit ourselves fully to your care. In Jesus' name, amen.